The following is a production of Dirty Mo Media.
So we're going back and forth, and then I tell him, listen, man, that's not a giraffe. That's my wife.
Man, that's the last time I would go to the zoo.
Yeah.
I can tell you that much.
Oh, seriously. Are we live? Oh, we're live. Oh, okay. Oh. Travis, you okay there? All right. What's going on? Welcome to Dirty Mo Live. Andrew Kurland here. I realize I didn't introduce myself last week, so that's kind of important. Here we go.
I forgot to tell you guys you were live. Sorry about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were just finishing up the story anyways. I think you won, Dalton, this week with the cracking open a drink.
We can thank Rowdy for that.
Yeah.
His cans have good sound.
Yeah.
Yeah, if nothing else, they've got good sound.
So listen, Dirty Mo Live, Andrew Kurland here, Dalton Greco, Travis Rockhold. We've got a lot to talk about this week. Martinsville. Obviously, the shows that have already come out on the Dirty Mo platforms, we've had plenty to talk about. The Dale Jr. download was very entertaining. I know you didn't. You listened to a little bit of it, Travis.
I listened to it in the edits.
And there were some moments that were just straight up hilarious.
Some chuckles.
Yeah,
were,
there were some back and forth moments that I think the episode should be coming soon.
Yes,
I think
soon.
Alex Tim's putting the finishing touches on that. But Door Bumper Clear yesterday was entertaining, another fun. This time Casey was left in tears from crying and laughing too much. But anything interesting come out of Actions Detrimental? I haven't listened to it yet.
I mean,
I feel like I always get around to it midweek.
You know, Denny called a shot a week ago, so he's going to get white hot, and he almost called it.
Man.
You know, was the fastest car, didn't win, and then we got into a lot about the short track package and, you know, what needs to be done with the car and the different things that can be done with it. We have a rivalry / beef going on in the Dirty Mo world now. Last week, Chopper from Dirty Mo Doe called Denny Hamlin a lawn chair because he folds up at the end.
What? I don't think I've heard that phrase being tossed around before. I feel like that was an original from Chopper we got.
And so Denny has he rebutted this week, and so I'm curious what Chopper has in store for him next. You know,
what was Denny's rebuttal?
He said that Chopper can't even touch his toes when he's can't be in pickleball.
Yeah.
Mike Davis said that he'll allow all of the guys to say whatever they want, and they won't be censored or anything. So it'll be interesting.
All right. Is he coming back in studio? Do we know? He was awesome in studio last week.
I love
man.
No, we're taping Thursday morning, so I think he's going to be coming home. He's going to be at his house doing it.
Okay. Got it.
Well, we'll get him back.
I'm going to miss him in the studio this week. But, yeah, we got to get him back.
He was fired
electric.
Up.
Yeah, no, it was. Door Bumper Clear. I know, Dalton, you listened in on that.
Yep.
Biggest things were the wet weather tires in the truck race. They weren't fans of that, especially running wet tires on a dry surface,
right.
It seemed like. You can catch their takes on that listening to it. They talk about shifting, and Dale does the same thing today about how shifting impacted the race in Martinsville. Chase Elliott returned to Martinsville this weekend, back in the seat after injuring his leg. What did he break exactly? You all know
it was his left leg.
Left leg, breaking
right below
leg. Right below the kneecap.
Yep.
Man, that hurts.
Yeah, that's no fun.
Yeah. So he was back, and people were talking about how it felt overdone, the hey, Chase Elliott is back thing. But when you look at, and we found out about the ratings today on the Dale Jr. download, ratings were up for this race in Martinsville. They were down when Chase was out.
I don't think the ratings, though, I don't think Chase brought that many people in this week. I think there were other factors. I don't think, like, listen, Chase is a star and one of the, you know, he's the face of NASCAR, but I would have built it up like Fox did too. Like, any league, when a player comes back, you would build it up. So I don't blame him for that, but I don't also think that he carried that much in the ratings.
I don't know.
I would disagree. I think that Chase is, you know, he's one most popular driver for however many years in a row now. The majority of people who are going to be tuning in, they're either one of two people. They either love Chase Elliott or they hate Chase Elliott because he's popular. And so I think that you've seen all, like, Gluck put out the tweet of all of the ratings from the last little bit, and they're all down. I mean, by, you know, some of them are double digits. And then just so happens that this one that he's coming back is 17% up. And, I mean, it would have been the same thing even back in, you know, the mid-2000s with Dale. Like, if Dale would have been out of a race for six, which he was at some times, I guarantee.
17% over last year, correct?
Right.
Which was a Saturday race.
Yeah.
That's a big difference.
That's fair. But I just think that Chase plays a huge part of it, and more than anyone else.
But they had a lot of down races when he was still there this year.
That's fair. I mean, and I completely agree with that. I'm not saying it's solely Chase, but I am saying it's a lot Chase. I think that they marketed it correctly, in my opinion.
You know, on Door Bumper Clear, and I brought it up actually today on Ash Jr. as well, but Brett was saying, and he said it's an old marketing term, the 80-20 rule, where 80% of the fans follow 20% and are fans of 20% of the Cup Series field. Right. Chase Elliott, obviously making that list in terms of probably, yeah, he's probably half of that.
Yeah.
So who are the other superstars that can kind of be our mainstream names in the Cup Series? I feel like Chase Elliott is one of them.
Right.
Kyle Busch is another that comes to mind.
Right.
Who else?
DH.
Hamlin?
Denny Hamlin.
Okay.
Joey Logano. Kyle Larson.
Larson, yeah.
Past that is when you kind of get into the younger guys and the
Bubba
guys.
Wallace.
Bubba's up there. Yeah, Bubba does have a big following. Past that, I really don't know. I don't think that there's a guy that necessarily. I mean, Harvick, but Harvick is leaving, right?
Right.
So it's kind of like his farewell tour thing. You know, not many other guys are going to be guys that'll move the needle like any of those. You know, they're the buzzword guys when it comes to YouTube thumbnails and tweets and stuff like that. So. Yeah, I think that's your 20% of drivers.
That's
right there.
That's our 20%. That's wild. And I'm curious to see where that goes. And we talked about it today during Ash Jr., but the guys like Ryan Blaney, Ross Chastain, personalities who I think have the capability to be superstars, maybe don't have the results for it yet. Is a championship enough to get them into that conversation? Because I feel like even Joey Logano with two championships, I don't know, if I were to go up to a random person and say, hey, do you know Joey Logano? I feel like I would get maybe 50, 60% who say they do, but there would still be that big number of people who don't know them quite yet. But at the same time, Ross Chastain, who makes that crazy move, I bet you if I talk to someone about that, and like, hey, do you remember that guy who did the Hail Melon at Martinsville? And they're like, oh yeah, Ross Chastain. And maybe it was more, you know, prevalent at the time. But what does it take to be a superstar?
I think it's also the track house as a whole is helping propel him up. The brand is pushing him up a little further too.
Yeah, yeah, that's interesting. So we talk about superstars, both present and past. We mentioned a few of them. And we're going to Talladega, and we tease this on the Dirty Mo social channels. Talladega is a party scene. I have been up Talladega Boulevard a few times. I've not been.
When I think Talladega and party, I think Andrew Curlin.
Yeah. Bob Pockris.
I have not been to Talladega since turning 21. So going back might be a different experience than when I was, you know, 17, 18, running around Talladega Boulevard.
Right.
Seeing things.
Yeah.
Man, I'll leave it at that.
I mean, there's only one country song about one racetrack. So I think that says anything about, there might be others that are underground, but I would say the one that's the most popular is about Talladega. And
Talladega.
That's for good reason. So, I'm excited for this weekend. I know there's always like a little bit of, is it going to be the same as it was? It's always fun. Talladega is always a fun race to watch, and everybody that's there is going to have fun too. So
it's one of those bucket list tracks that I feel like I was able to check off once I went there for the first time and experienced the Boulevard. And now I feel like I have to experience the Boulevard plus 21, and maybe we'll get a chance to do that. We can maybe plan a trip or something one of these days to go down to Talladega. But the Talladega party scene, and we teased it on our Dirty Mo socials. Who are we partying with? And I think what we're going to do is a driver draft.
Yeah,
so how many?
So this is a road trip.
Tease it out. Oh, it's a road trip.
Yeah. So we're
so this has
we're
to
leaving,
be people that I want to drive
we're
and
leaving
car
North
with
Carolina
too.
From here,
heading down there.
Yeah. Okay. So how many drivers do we get?
Four drivers,
and a vehicle.
I mean, the vehicle can be at the end because there's not enough vehicles to really
to want to
make it a draft.
Yeah, and but I said this before. I know the vehicle I'm going to choose, and I guarantee none of you guys are going to pick what I'm going to pick. I'm
not
going
to pick a Prius.
Yeah. I'm not picking a Prius. All right, I'll save it.
But yeah, four drivers, snake draft.
All right, and how should we do this? Maybe in the order that we're sitting in?
I think Tiff is supposed to decide.
Tiff is going to tell us. Tiff in the booth.
We're picking by best can crack to start off the show. Oh. So it's going to go Dalton, Travis,
well,
Andrew.
Last. You got nothing.
Yeah,
man.
You,
I'm sorry.
You're out by default. Sorry.
Oh, man. I knew that would pay off at one point. I just want to thank my mom and everyone else watching at home. No. Okay.
It's a party show. We have to have something related.
Wait,
to
hold
pick
on a
the
second.
Order of
if
the draft.
Hold on a second. Party trick. They're not even drinking.
Well, that's a good point.
Well,
but I'll go second. That's fine.
All right.
Oh man, I need to prepare for this. You have notes, Travis. By the way,
I've reached out to people. Phone calls were made. Yes, I'm ready for this.
I've got notes, man. I wanted to be prepared. So,
I do not have notes. So, and this can be
living,
anybody, living
current,
or dead,
anybody former, living, dead. Living yeah. Like
I'm even gonna throw. It can be someone who is not real, like a character.
What
in there?
Whoa!
No. I'm gonna throw it in there.
No.
I'm going to throw it in there.
I know who you're going to pick, man.
I get the
Lightning
first
McQueen.
Mater, actually. Yeah.
Toe Mater.
So you're going to go with Ricky Bobby,
World's
then?
Best driving back? No, I don't know who I'm going to go with yet. But I am going to tell you that the way I broke down my four picks was everybody's got a role, all right? So I've got.
Well, wait. You get to pick one driver.
No, I know. I'm not picking. I'm only going to pick
one.
Oh,
you're okay.
But,
okay.
Just start with your first. And what the
my first, I've got to go with. I'm going to go with my boy Clint Bowyer.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I think he throws a good party. He's going to be my power drinker for
all
sure.
All right. Yeah.
Need a good guy to keep the beers coming and just keep the party going.
Okay.
So Clint is off the board. And I don't have a pen, so y'all are going to have to keep track of that.
Are you keeping track of this, Travis, or should I?
I can keep track of it.
All right.
Do everything here. I'll drink. I'll keep track.
Yep. Please. Take some notes. Man.
I mean, I didn't think he was going to make it past one. Give me the boss. Give me our boss.
It was
Junior.
It was between
like,
them.
Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
Our bus will be full of Budweiser, High Rocked Vodka. Sundrop will be used for mixers. Like, seriously, guys?
Yeah. I mean, if I could have picked him in the second round, I would have. I almost picked him in the first round. But
I mean.
I think Clint just, he's a wild man.
Oh, man. Gosh. I feel like I can go a few different ways. And this is at Talladega, right?
Yeah, we're driving down there. They're not driving for, like, they can party the entire weekend.
All right. Well, all right, so you picked Dale Jr.
Yep.
Dale Jr. Do I pick two then?
Yeah, you get two. Go with your first and explain it.
All right. I think immediately that... Man, this is tough. I feel like I this is more of a I would love to spend a weekend with just to see what it's like with Dale Earnhardt.
Okay.
So you get Dale Jr. Give me Dale Earnhardt.
I was hoping that he might make it around. I mean,
I don't know if he was gonna make it all the way around.
The man. Oh, I just
oh, that's right. You need yeah. That's
I just
right.
needed him
yeah.
to not pick him. I mean, he.
You were trying to get the family back together.
Yeah, I mean,
Junior.
I'm
Earnhardt?
A vodka drinker. Biggie's favorite.
All
drink
right,
was
wait.
Vodka
I got a second one.
And yeah, an orange
you do get
juice.
A second
like,
one.
Oh, this is awesome. Okay, I'm going to. This is how I'm getting my group together, and it's by the, by how many trophies they collect at the end of the season. I have heard. Stories about how fun Jimmy Johnson can be at parties.
Oh, man.
And I want to see what that's like.
No!
Give
one.
Me the other seven-time champion, Jimmy Johnson.
He was a sleeper on mine. I did not think. I thought
I had
could...
Jimmy on mine, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, elite. And
I'm going for Richard Petty next. All right, so it's back to you, Travis.
He has a alias when he
it's what Jimmy Jam, right?
No.
That's the name of the character in the book, I think. Or
isn't
something
that?
Like that.
Is wasn't that the whole thing though? Like Dale, and someone can correct me if I'm wrong, but Dale named a character Jimmy Jam because
yeah.
that's Jimmy's like alternate
Jimmy's name.
What's his name?
First name Stu, last name Pedassel.
Okay. All right.
Okay. We won't put that together because we'll let you guys do that at home.
Next time I see him, I'm going to call him.
I forgot that you're such a big fan of him, though.
Who isn't? Everybody loves Jimmy.
No, but if he didn't know that. Like, he's a big fan of Jimmy, though. So
I grew up a Jimmy
fan. I grew up with Dale's. I mean, I have so many diecast. No,
speaking of Jimmy, by the way, look at that shirt.
Yeah, thank you.
Isn't that awesome? Yeah, Team Lowe's Racing.
This is actually before Jimmy's time.
Wow.
This is 1995. So I guess Mike Skinner.
Holy cow.
Or something like that.
You've rocked the vintage
shirt
games.
I've got some good finds, man. Yeah, I'll have to make this
good.
Thank you. I appreciate that. We'll make it a series.
Okay. So I've got, just to recap here, Dalton picked first with Clint Bowyer.
Yep.
Travis got Dale Jr. I get the next two picks with the snake draft. Dale Earnhardt, Jimmy Johnson. It's back to Travis now for the fifth pick in our Talladega Party draft. Go ahead.
Man. I'm trying to project where you guys are going to go. But we're going to stay aligned with the people we're working with. Give me DH.
Hamlin.
DH. DH
Hamlin
was on my
seems
list.
Like a good one.
Yeah, give me DH. That would be a fun one.
That sounds like it would be fun. Competitive, maybe. He would be in all the drinking games, I feel like, trying to beat everyone else, putting money down.
I've got a tiny story about DH and all drinking. Right. So there's a bar around here. Some people might know it. It's called Saeed's.
Yep.
I went there one night.
I've been there once.
With a couple of my buddies, and there's like the, I don't know what it's called, but it's the round, you know, washer on the end of the rope game.
Oh, I love that game. Don't know what it's called.
So, no idea what it's called, but it's that game, and there's a bunch of guys over there playing the game. And I'm walking by with my drink. I have no idea what it is in my hand. I don't remember. But someone gets the hook on, or the washer on the hook, and a guy turns around and goes, "Oh my gosh!" and runs right into me, spills my drink all over me. It was DH.
It was Denny.
DH ran into me and completely spilled a drink all over me. And I looked up. I was like, "Man, whatever." I saw it was him, and I was
when
like,
"When was this?"
This was probably four
last
or five
week.
Years ago.
Yeah,
four or five week. Years ago. Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna be like, "Hey. Great job with the podcast."
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Quick story about him. So, yeah, he's a fun time. The one little instance I've had with him. For my next pick. All right. So, I have my power drinker. I got Clint. The next thing I need is, if I get in trouble, I need someone to back me up if we're at a party.
Ooh.
I need a fighter.
Ooh. Okay.
I've got a couple guys here.
Ryan Newman.
I he's on my list.
Okay.
I'm going to take Smoke. For this
one.
I'm taking
dang.
Tony Stewart. I feel like he would be great
Tony's
to have
good.
In my circle. He would be a lot of fun and would back me up if I ever got
absolutely.
Trouble.
That was going to be my next pick if I didn't go with
yes.
PH. Get the Schlitz beer out. Like, let's go.
Oh, yeah. It'd be a ton of fun. So I get another pick.
Yeah. It's coming
oh,
right
yeah,
back to you.
Yeah, you do.
All right. So my next category was leader of the group. So, like, get me home safely. And
get you home safely.
Yeah.
What do you?
I need someone who's like the dad.
That's why you have a driver to drive your vehicle.
Of the group. I need like the guy who's going to be like, you've hit your limit. It's time to go. I was going to go with the most famous dad in NASCAR, but Andrew over here took him. So instead, and then I was going to go with Jimmy because I was like, but apparently, you know, I just think he's a good leader because he led a lot of races and won. I'm going to go with Richard Petty because of that.
Richard Petty.
Yep.
You're breaking our seven time club up over here.
Well, someone had to do it.
Okay. All right. So let's recap here. Dalton, you have Clint Bowyer, Tony Stewart, mm-hmm. Richard Petty so far in your party. You get one more, but first we go to Travis, who has Dale Jr., Denny Hamlin. I have Dale Earnhardt, Jimmy Johnson. Travis, who you got?
Let's see. Let's go with the man that legitimately was running liquor. This was his lifestyle.
Oh, man.
Wasn't just
going back.
Wasn't just for show. We'll get you hammered on some moonshine. Give me the one and only Junior Johnson.
Junior Johnson.
Nice.
I mean,
nice.
He lived the lifestyle.
That's true. Yeah, that is true.
Dang. Okay. So I finish it out here, right?
Well, we get
well, you get two, but it comes
two,
back around.
Yeah, I get two. So I'm gonna finish my group out.
Yes. Have you ever done a snake draft?
I'm just recapping it for the viewers, man.
No, I think you're confused.
All right. I've got my two names, and this was actually brought up earlier. Give me Tim Richmond.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Because I've only heard stories about how fun he was. So, yes, I want to see Tim Richmond. And give me a guy my age. Okay. And racing the Cup Series now, a rookie, and had a lot of fun in the Xfinity Series last year. Give me Noah Gregson as my fourth.
That's a good pick. I think he'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah. That's my team. Travis, back to you.
Yeah, Noah knows a thing or two about partying.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He knows a thing or two.
Shut up.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. That's stupid. we're gonna go current driver for this one too, because you know, I actually already have one, but I'll go second current driver. Give me Ryan Blaney.
Ryan Blaney. Ryan Blaney would be a fun time.
Ryan Blaney. Yes, I have it under.
Okay, Ryan Blaney.
Stories have been told. I think he'd be a fun one.
I feel like he would be fun.
Gotcha.
All right, Dalton, you had the first pick of the entire draft with Clint Bowyer. Now you're going to close us off with your last driver. Who you got?
All right, so I've got my power drinker, my mm-hmm. fighter, my leader.
Yeah.
And then I need an X factor. I need a guy who's got a great party trick. I need a guy who's just going to keep the night going. I'm going with Travis Pastrana.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. By technicality.
Yep.
You can have him.
Oh, dude, that's such a good pick.
It's a good one, but.
Thank you. I think that was like right out of left field, but I think it works great.
Oh, very out of left field. I was not expecting that. Yeah. I wonder, though, is he going to be too
strung? Give me Jensen Button.
Would Travis be too like high strung in your ride down there? Where you're like, Travis, we need you to like.
No, man, he would drive, and we would get there so fast because he's done the Gymkhanas and all of that stuff. So
I don't want to get down there fast though. That's the joy.
Nah, it'll be fun.
Like, okay, put some tunes on.
So you get vehicle, right?
You know what? We can go. Why don't we go reverse order for vehicle? Or Travis, you go first for vehicle.
I assume Denny's got a nice bus. We can just take Denny's bus.
Okay, Denny's bus.
Like,
Denny's
do we need bus. To, like...
Uh-oh.
I think I'm going to save yours for last, Andrew, because I think you've got a heater coming our way, so...
Oh, it's a heater, for sure.
Just say it, then. No one's
No. I want you to... I want to see if you take it.
I love the idea of a big bus. I love the idea of, like, the school bus convert with the, you know, the 8 on the side Budweiser. I am instead... Gonna go with a 1996 Buick Roadmaster. It is a boat of a car, and you can sit in the third row and face out the back. And I don't know.
I had a friend
wagon with the wood on the side.
I had a friend growing up. His mom had one of those.
Sleep out of that in Talladega for a weekend.
Yeah. Why not?
Wait. So you're gonna?
We'll bring a tent.
So wait, what is it?
Listen,
it's a what?
It's a 1996 Buick Roadmaster.
It's basically a station wagon with the third row faces the back.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's a cool car, but I'm not rolling out of Talladega with my drinking buddies.
All right. You want to hear mine?
What are you guys going to do on the ride down there?
I'm not pretentious.
Are you not drinking?
I am good with whatever. Sure, of course. I'm
driving
Travis
is the one driving the Roadmaster.
No, we're going to have a driver.
No, I mean Pastrana. I mean.
Oh.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right.
He can make anything fun.
You ready for mine? You know, the school buses I've seen at Talladega, I've seen some pretty crazy setups. But there was one in the 2021 season that I originally saw at Talladega. I was doing some work for NASCAR at the time, and I actually interviewed these folks about their unique vehicle. Mm. And I go back to, I think it's Watkins Glen later that year. There they are again. Same people, same vehicle. And I think I saw them one more time later on down the line. And put me, Dale Earnhardt, Jimmy Johnson, Tim Richmond, Noah Gregson into a remodeled, souped-up ambulance.
Nice.
Are you a little worried that Jimmy might be in, like, owner mode and not let Noah have as much fun?
Oh.
There's a first aid kit on the ambulance. They'll be fine. No.
We strip all of the medical necessities.
You just keep, like,
Jimmy might be in dad mode with his driver there. Are you worried about that?
Oh, that's a good point. No, I feel like this will be a team bonding moment.
Listen.
Yeah, and I think Jimmy and Dale Earnhardt will be taking time to get to know each other. So, That's all right. So let's recap here. In the 96 Buick Roadmaster, Dalton, you are bringing to Talladega.
Mm-hmm. I'm bringing.
I have it
Clint
written
Boyer,
down.
Clint Boyer. Tony Stewart.
Yep,
Richard Petty.
Yep.
And Travis Pastrana.
Yeah, I got a diverse group.
In Denny Hamlin's bus. Let's see who's in Travis's group. I would guess Denny Hamlin.
Yep, Denny's taking it.
Junior Johnson. And
Blaney. And then in an ambulance, I am taking in a tricked out, remodeled.
Yeah. So hold on.
What these people did, they literally bought it off of eBay or something like that.
Craigslist, probably.
And they stripped everything. They put like beds and a kitchen in there.
You probably should keep one bit of medical equipment in there. The IV bags.
Yeah, so the IV is full of High Rock, right?
Yeah, that's it. Gotcha. Yeah.
No. He doesn't get the High Rock. I've got Junior. The High Rock's with me.
Yes. So I have Jimmy Johnson, Dale Earnhardt, Tim Richmond, Noah Gregson. That sounds like I think maybe we should all get our groups together and we can all hang out.
I think How does that sound? That's the best way to make sure everybody wins.
Yeah. Tiff, you've been monitoring the chat, and I'll put you on the spot here. Has anyone come forward with some names that we missed?
Yeah, they actually have brought a couple. One highlight that I think is a good suggestion, Jimmy Spencer.
Oh, yeah Jimmy
That'd
Spencer.
That'd be a good one.
Fighter.
Yeah. And then they went off the NASCAR route a bit, but said John Force, which is a great suggestion. Gosh.
The thing with Force, though, is I don't know if I could deal with him. He's at a 10 at all times. So
that's
like,
what you need at the Talladega infield.
Yeah, but that bus ride.
Oh, yeah, the road trip part might be a
lot.
He
won't drive because he can only go in a straight line.
That's true. Yeah.
A lot of people mentioned Elio Castroneves, so I don't know. I don't know enough about him to know if he's super fun at
there's a whole IndyCar route that would be great.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's true.
Connor. But we could have picked him. He's NASCAR.
Connor Daly is NASCAR.
See, I pulled out the Travis thing.
I feel like
Connor.
Simon Pagenaud would be fun. Bubba?
Some people threw out Larry Mack, Bubba, Suarez.
Yep. I mean, heck,
Corey
DBC
LaJoy
crew.
Got to mention.
Corey LaJoy would be a good
right?
one.
He is. Corey LaJoy. I can say from experience, Corey's fun.
Dark horse.
The DBC crew's got to be up there, too. Feel like.
If you could pick them as like one unit,
yeah,
you know what I mean. Like one of my picks is the entire, then yeah, I would
like
pick
when
them.
I could imagine if I could hang out with them at a weekend in Talladega, and I don't have to worry about bleeping out every curse that they have. I could just say whatever you want. Doesn't matter to me. Okay.
Who were some names that you had on your list? I'll start. I had Kurt Busch. Is one
okay.
of my
here's one
name,
and it's more of the mystery. And I want to bring Carl Edwards back.
I thought about him. I really did. My other fighter choice that I was going between Carl was there, but Ward Burton.
Oh yeah.
Are you when you get drunk? Do you get in fights? Because I'm kind of wondering if this is like for your own protection.
No, I don't. But I need someone to.
Oh,
like,
you start it
protect.
And then you
and then you start it and run away. No, man. I just if I'm gonna be in a big place with a lot of people, I've got to know that I've got people who have my back.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
See, I'm just gonna have security hired for us.
See, you're pulling out all these stops that weren't talked about previously. We're gonna use Denny's bus, and we're gonna go, whatever.
Yeah. You're just.
I mean, why wouldn't we use his bus?
I don't know. Maybe he doesn't want to
party
in his bus.
Because you can't sit out of the back and look at the people behind you like you can in a Buick Roadmaster. That's why.
Seriously though,
listen. You probably have the most comfortable option.
Oh,
I would
go on his bus. 100%.
Yeah. No, you're not. I'm not allowing you on my bus. I might allow one of your.
All right. Friends. Well, then
Jimmy Johnson can come on my bus.
Well, then Tony Stewart's gonna kick your ass. That's what I'm. That's why I've got him. So.
Well, I have most of the 7-time champs. So.
That's true. That's true.
Listen, Talladega is a lot of fun. We have Cole Swindell's playing the infield concert.
That's a good one. I like
it.
It
is a good one. Here were the years past. We had Chase Rice in fall of 22. Riley Green, which I think might be the best location-based country artist because obviously he's from Alabama, right?
I would assume so.
I don't know. He sings about it a lot. Riley Green. It was spring of 22. We had Dustin Lynch in 21. I was at that show. Granger Smith, 2019. Who's missing on that list that we could realistically get?
Luke. Luke would do it.
Luke Combs.
Luke would totally do it.
Daytona. That would be
like
wild.
2 or 3
yeah,
years.
He's done Daytona. Like, he would totally.
Luke would be awesome.
But this is not a pre-race concert. This is a Talladega Saturday night full set list concert.
Yeah. I think.
I mean, heck, I'll take Luke, but I think it's a hot. That'd be an expensive one to get. I think, because this is almost like,
yeah, but
this is a stop on the tour. This is not like a niche pre-race show televised or anything like that. You know, this is another show.
You're saying there are people out there.
Well, what he's saying is, like, right now Luke's in the middle of his tours and he's doing stadium. So for him to
same boat with like Morgan Wallen.
Exactly.
Okay. Same thing with Eric Church.
Yeah.
So you're saying someone who's a little bit
like who
affordable.
Well. I mean, Chief at some point has to go there, though.
Eric
right?
Church, yeah.
I mean, that would be in my number.
You can't
one.
Have
because
a
he's
song.
Got the song Talladega. Yeah.
Like
100%.
I think if he doesn't go down there in the next 10 years, that song like has to be like taken away from him.
Man, you know how cool that would be is if he played a Saturday night. He goes through the whole set.
Save
the
that.
Last song is Talladega.
Get goosebumps.
What if he
or he opens with
what
it?
What if he didn't play it?
That would just be stupid,
yeah.
And he's not going to do that. He's not going to do that. If he does it. If he goes Talladega in the first place. Anyways, we're getting off track here.
Can we go back to Martinsville for a second, though?
Yeah, sure.
The hot dog.
Okay. Yeah.
I've never been there. Have you guys?
No, I haven't.
I've been to Martinsville.
And have you had their famous hot dog? Just plain or what did you have?
1 to 10.
I think I had everything on it.
And?
Rate it 1 to 10.
I mean.
What's everything?
That's a good question.
I think it's chili, mustard, onions, and cheese. Slaw?
There's slaw is definitely on it. I actually did a video and ate my first Martinsville hot dog and caught my live reaction of it. I think it was pretty good.
Okay.
I mean, it is bright red.
Okay.
It is a bright red hot dog.
Can you really buy them by like, you can get like 6 in a bag?
Yeah.
I thought I saw them like the.
That's a good question. Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't.
Listen, man,
I don't.
No,
I'm not a big.
I don't buy my Martinsville hot dogs in bulk.
Well,
Costco.
If you buy a bunch there, they'll just give you, like, the bag that the buns come in, you know? So, like,
oh, really?
They'll just, yeah, if you're, like, doing, you know, because people try to see how many they can eat and stuff. So they'll just throw however many you ordered into one of the, like, bun bags and, you know, hand it to you so that they can.
Tiff, what do you think of the Martinsville dog?
I eat mine plain, but I think it's fine. It's a regular hot dog.
Can we get them
to
deliver some to us?
It's
and,
good.
Like, we can eat them on Dirty Moat Live?
How fast? I don't think they're on DoorDash. Let me check.
And maybe Clint was being funny. I asked Clint Boyer years and years ago, I think it was 2018, if he had what his thoughts were on the Martinsville hot dog. And to this day, it's my favorite description of anyone describing any food. But he described it as if there was a UFC fight going on in my gut. That's how Clint Boyer described the Martinsville hot dog.
I think he lost a few points, though.
Yeah, he might have lost. Oh, yeah. Well, just don't bring hot dogs to your Talladega party.
Yeah, you have a guy that can't even handle a hot dog on your road trip.
He's like, not there to handle hot dogs. He's there to handle
he's
beer.
Not. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but that's one of the things that, like, when you're tailgating, you're going to have.
No, everybody has their choice, man.
What are you going to have at your tailgate?
Burgers.
Pizza. And dogs. And pizza. Well,
whatever, man. It doesn't matter. Again, we're not there to eat. We're there to drink. We're there to have a good time. Tony's going
to
protect me from
fight.
Getting in a fight. Richard Petty's going to give me some sage advice. And Travis Pastrana's going to do a backflip on a motorcycle.
The
just,
more
I
he
just
describes
realized,
that group,
I just
it sounds
realized
pretty
that
good.
Tell me that doesn't sound like a good time.
I just realized that your deal is basically Legacy Motor Club.
Shoot.
Yeah, just throw a senior
I mean,
out 50%
of it is, yeah. Mm-hmm. If I had Richard Petty, it really would have been
like,
just Legacy Motor Club.
Legacy. Can you make a trade? All right,
I'll trade you Big E for Richard Petty.
No, that's that not doesn't fair. Change no. anything.
It does change.
Oh, yeah, I get more Legacy Motor Club.
Yeah.
And Tim Richmond.
Yeah, he's got, Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, man.
Well, to answer your question of who would make a good future show at Talladega, I'm going to throw my boy Hardy in there.
I was going to say the same thing.
I think Hardy
would
throw
would
a
be
great
good.
Party.
Hardy, party, Hardy.
And I didn't even know it.
Dirks
would be good.
I think
Dirks
would
be
good.
Is up there, though.
Kit Moore. I think he should be bigger, but that's the type of crowd he would be playing. He played the Homestead pre-race show, and from what I heard of people who were there, they were big fans of his pre-race show at Homestead. So I think Kit Moore would be a good infield party.
Yeah.
He's got all them drinking songs.
He does have a lot of drinking songs.
Who would you pick?
Man. I hate when I'm put on the spot like this. So they're playing one of the concerts
Saturday night.
No, at the All Star. Well, this group is playing the All Star, I think Saturday night. Give me Midland.
Midland. I like Midland. I do like Midland. They have
okay. I'm iffy
problems.
On them.
What are you iffy about?
I don't know. I saw them open.
They like to drink tequila, have fun, and sing country music.
I saw them as an
Sign
opening act years ago. And
they
I
can
was
come
like,
on the Buick Roadmaster. Yeah.
They can come on Denny Hamlin's bus.
Oh, I already said that, so you can't take them.
How are they going to come on?
Hardy's going to be in my ambulance.
Nobody can get in your vehicle.
Yes, they can. There's five people. It seats six.
Midland is three people.
And one of them can come, and the rest of them can go on top.
The rest of them can go in Denny's bus.
Exactly. Yeah, they'll be like, you had to ride with that guy?
You guys are all going to be just like, hey, can we get on the bus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
After the Buick Roadmaster breaks down an hour outside of Charlotte, yeah.
We're going to fly in.
We could take that from Denny's house, too.
Yep. Yeah. This guy's got everything we need.
Give me a boat, then.
We could
take a boat.
Come to DH's there.
Oh, jeez.
Do you want to play basketball before the game?
This thing's going off the rails. We better end this before
What's
it
with
gets
the,
bad.
What else did you have on
the
your
fan events?
Yeah, so here are the fan events. These are some of the things that they do at Talladega, and I will read them off. This is from Talladega's website. It might be outdated by a few years. The first one, and this is on, I think, Friday night. On Friday night with the fans, they have a driver parade and fan competitions. First game is called Weenie in a Hole. In the Hole.
No, it's not. It can't be called that.
Three. This was on Talladega's website, I'm pretty sure.
You can't. That's...
I think I'm making
Come
this
on,
up.
Man.
Look at Travis. All right. Three contestants will face off to get as many jumbo hot dog weenies in the hole of their buckets before the clock runs out, only using
of
their
course.
Mouths.
It's not good
they
enough
have
to
the,
use your
They
hands.
Have the race fans doing
you
this.
You have to use your mouth.
Cake stand. Three teams of three will attempt to devour a delicious Talladega Super Speedway cake while in the keg stand position.
Oh, wow.
And
That'd
then in the description it says knees weak, arms are heavy, no problem. You can alternate with teammates.
Oh my gosh.
Let's see.
There's already funfetti on my there you see you could
Where's
play
that?
It that way. No, I'm saying
oh nice.
Yeah,
I see what
I'm
you
trying.
Did there.
Yeah.
The straight armed and delicious. In this straight arm relay challenge, three contestants will pour smoothies over their heads and try and catch as much liquid in their
what?
Mouths as possible.
See? Okay, but all right, continue. Just continue with the
and
last
then the
one.
Last
we'll
one, the one that I want to compete in, and I think would be fun.
Why?
I don't know, because of the grand prize at the end. Okay. And this is from 2019, so they might not be holding these exact events, but these were at least the 2019 events. The barbecue sauce wrestling, and that sounds like a blast. Barbecue sauce wrestling is back and better than ever. Four ladies battle it out in a 500-gallon pit of barbecue sauce.
What kind?
I don't know.
Yeah, what brand
it doesn't
is it?
Specify. In order to capture their opponent's flag,
I need to know what
after
brand.
Two elimination
Wait,
rounds, best two of three, the ultimate championship round, the barbecue sauce wrestling queen will win a grand prize of $1,000. Travis, are you saucy enough to take on this challenge?
No.
You're not.
No, I can't get sauce on Denny's bus.
Oh my
no, you're not
See,
doing
and that's
it in
why
his
the
bus.
Buick
yeah,
Roadmaster is perfect.
You know what?
No one cares about no, sauce on a Buick no, Roadmaster.
Also, how
no.
much barbecue sauce do we have upstairs?
Not enough for
in
that.
The break room. We don't have enough for
well,
that?
Here's
I was going to say,
say,
let's
though,
try this next week.
If you look at all of these events, whose team would perform the best at all of these?
We did not draft for this, though.
Well, let's just,
well, now,
let's just play
guess
the
what?
Game.
We're playing it now. I love my team. I feel like
I think
we've got
I've got Clint,
some strength.
Smoke.
Noah
Travis
Pastrana. Noah would be good at a couple of these.
And Weenie in the Hole.
Weenie in the Hole. Oh, gosh. We'll stay away from that one. That one could get us in some trouble. I'm calling my team all day.
Are you sure you found these on the website?
Yeah.
Or was it like Talladega, but you had like a typo?
This was for the 50th anniversary fan games.
Why didn't you check to see what they have this year?
I don't know. I was on the website looking for something else. I was looking for their pre-race concerts, and this popped up, and I'm like, oh, this sounds interesting. Let's see. But let's see what we can bring up on Dirty Mo Live, and this is the list I came up with.
I mean, if it's like some Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce.
That's yeah. So you want to do that?
You're no. also not girls. I'm pretty sure it was a girl specific competition.
Yeah, we're making a
we're doing an exception
a boys division.
Here.
I see.
Yeah. Well, Curlin could probably lose the girls.
Do we have division. A All right, I'm going to bring some barbecue sauce next week.
And put it in a plastic. I mean, how much are you going to find?
I need a lot.
You know, go to Costco and buy out all that.
Could you imagine going to a grocery store? The person who has to shop for this Talladega Super Speedway game, are they going to the grocery store with a shopping cart?
No, you're calling the distributor.
Full of... like to picture that they're going to a grocery store and they're just two shopping carts worth of barbecue
sauce. You get it by
sauce.
The jug, though.
That's not even the weirdest thing that would happen in a grocery store in Alabama. So I'm sure it would be completely normal.
I know. Yeah. The fact that Travis is shocked by these just tells me he has not been to Talladega because none of this is remotely shocking if you've been to Talladega.
This is the stuff
to be on the
talk
website,
about.
Though.
Exactly. That's not shocking at all.
Travis. You're going to see some shit if you go to Talladega. I'll tell you that, man.
I can only imagine what little Andrew Curlin at like 16 years old was thinking.
Yeah, it was wild. It was pretty crazy.
That's too funny.
Maybe we can train and we can practice every week. Go to Talladega, pretend like we're just random fans who don't know what games they're going to be playing, and we can crush some of these challenges.
Hey, man, I'd take that.
I mean,
bucks.
These would be good for like a beer Olympics competition.
Show versus show.
Yeah, we need a Dirty Mo Olympics or something like that.
Some of these items I got left behind in the infield are pretty funny, too.
Yes.
Is that a cast that I'm looking
at? If you look on Talladega's Super Speedway's Twitter account, they post all the things that fans leave behind every week. And this is from a few years ago. They are pictures, and you can look it up on Google. There's a picture of a cast, a television, a tent, a kiddie pool.
I saw a mannequin.
A mannequin, top of a mannequin. Yeah.
I once was.
They named her Amber.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Okay.
That's what. Yeah. I saw that on Twitter.
I once was at a country music festival and went to bed on Saturday night, and it rained a lot. And luckily, I had a really nice like sleeping bag, but woke up and it looked kind of like this picture with the pool in the mud.
You
like
woke
in
up
water.
In that.
Like it was just like water all around. Like
I'm good.
Not fun.
Yeah.
You know where you wouldn't have to worry about that? In the
Denny's
back
bus.
Of a Buick Roadmaster.
Yeah.
Actually in any of our vehicles.
Where are you guys gonna sleep?
I don't know, man. I'll get a hotel.
Yeah. So the whole point And you're not even staying in the infield?
It can tow a camper. It's coming with a camper on the back. All right. It'll tow a camper.
Will it?
Yes. It's got a GM V8 in it.
This is the last thing I'll bring up. This is we were on a road trip this past weekend to shoot Next Level number 3, and I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
Give me $10.
The next level.
We saw a Camaro towing another car.
Yeah,
like a Camaro was towing a vehicle.
They've got towing capacity. I mean, they've got.
I wouldn't have expected that.
I'm not that I would do it, but you can.
Thought it was interesting. Any closing thoughts from the YouTube chat?
Or from Tiff?
Yeah, or Dustin. From Tiff.
Or Dustin.
I think we should probably bail before it gets any worse.
Any worse?
Yeah.
Other than we did bring a mannequin down to Talladega in 2017, and it made it up into the pit box on the track.
Okay.
Yeah, wow.
Proof,
maybe that was the one that got left behind.
It might be, actually.
I wonder what they do with all the stuff that gets
left
behind.
Where did you get it from originally?
Jonathan Davis. Yeah, it drove down like the front seat of the hauler. There's lots of party pictures with it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it was quite a hit.
I don't know if you guys
that.
Purchased it somewhere. Or?
No, it came from Junior Motorsport. I think it came from the retail store, actually.
Okay.
Oh, that's
awesome. Left behind.
Makes a little more sense.
You ain't getting that back. Good deal. All right. Well, the Dale Jr. download comes out today. It's a great one. Hilarious stories. Dale and Mike are back after a week off.
It's out.
It's out?
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, awesome. What's the title of it?
Cryotherapy, Canyon Camping, and Fixing Martinsville.
Yeah. Yep, that's
what
we
cover.
Just about all of it. It's very entertaining throughout. Dorm Proper Clears back with a full house. Action's Detrimental. Y'all recorded, what, Sunday night? Episode was posted early.
Yeah.
Ready to go.
Bravo.
We taped,
nicely done.
Like 9:30, 9:45.
Work through the night.
Had it done, and then I just schedule. If we tape on Sundays, I usually just schedule it for 6 a.m. Mm. on Monday morning, get it out there for the listeners.
Yeah, there you go. Action Sentimental out. Speed Street, I believe, is tomorrow. Yep. Dirty Mo Doe is back this week.
Thursday, yep.
Thursday.
The professor is back with us this week after, I believe, a week on the beach. I think he had spring break.
Yeah, nice.
Spring break.
We got a little smack talking going on there, right?
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see what Chopper fires back at Denny. who knows with Chopper? Man. He's. I mean, his other nickname should be Wild Card.
Wild Card.
Yeah.
Yeah, because anything will come out of his mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. Good deal. And then last show, Next Level, we recorded, like I said, this past weekend. And I think we'll probably plan on seeing what we're going to do with the content, pushing it out hopefully soon. And it was a great conversation with this person. So
gotcha.
I'm looking forward to that.
Well, follow us on all social platforms.
There you go.
At Dirty Mo Media, where you can see my handiwork. And yeah.
All right.
It's been a good one.
Yeah, I think so. Everyone, all y'all going to Talladega, good luck in all those competitions. Weenie in a hole.
Send us your stories, for sure.
Yeah, if you compete in any of these, please. We need
some stories.
I want the cake stand.
I just like saying that because it makes Travis laugh. That's the only reason I've been saying it.
One of the commenters asked who can shotgun a beer the fastest here.
Travis.
That would be my vote.
Yeah. See, it's been Travis. A while. I don't know where my shotgunning game is at right now. It's been a while.
Tell you what.
Shotgunning cold beers is one of the most difficult things to do.
We will make that wish happen another time.
Bonging a beer is much easier than shotgunning one.
Loser of the barbecue wrestling competition has to shotgun a beer.
Between you and Travis.
Have you ever seen Luke Combs shotgun a beer?
Yeah, he does it in like 2 seconds.
Not even that.
Yeah.
Luke Combs can do it like nobody else.
He shotguns a beer better than he writes a song.
And that says something. Yeah. That does say something. All right, everyone. That's been it for Dirty Mo Live this week. Have a good one. Yep. See you.
Check out Dirty Mo Media on Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram.